From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, Facing Death Through the Living Christ, as he continues a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 5. They weave the spider's web. See the spider's web, and behold in it a most suggestive picture of the hypocrite's religion. It is meant to catch his prey. The spider fattens himself on flies, and the Pharisee has his reward. Foolish persons are easily entrapped by the loud professions of pretenders, and even the more judicious cannot always escape. Philip baptized Simon Magus, whose guileful declaration of faith was soon exploded by the stern rebuke of Peter. Custom, reputation, praise, advancement, and other flies are the small game which hypocrites take in their nets. A spider's web is a marvel of skill. Look at it and admire the cunning hunter's wiles. Is not a deceiver's religion equally wonderful? How does he make so barefaced a lie appear to be a truth? How can he make his tinsel answer so well the purpose of gold? A spider's web comes all from the creature's own bowels. The bee gathers her wax from flowers. The spider sucks no flowers, and yet she spins out her material to any length. Even so, hypocrites find their trust and hope within themselves. Their anchor was forged on their own anvil, and their cable twisted by their own hands. They lay their own foundation and hew out the pillars of their own house, disdaining to be debtors to the sovereign grace of God. But a spider's web is very frail. It is curiously wrought, but not enduringly manufactured. It is no match for the servant's broom or the traveler's staff. The hypocrite needs no battery of Armstrongs to blow his hope to pieces. A mere puff of wind will do it. Hypocritical cobwebs will soon come down when the besom of destruction begins its purifying work, which reminds us of one more thought, namely, that such cobwebs are not to be endured in the Lord's house. He will see to it that they, and those who spin them, shall be destroyed forever. O my soul, be thou resting on something better than a spider's web. Be the Lord Jesus thine eternal hiding place.
When I can read my title clear to mansions in the skies, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. Let cares like a wild deluge come and storms of sorrow fall. May I but safely reach my home. My God, my head, my all.
God, my help, my all.
My God, my help, my all.
May I but safely reach my home. My God, my help, my all. My God, my all.
An indispensable part of the Christian life is daily Bible reading. Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, you may contact us by phone if you wish at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. The text for this message is Joshua chapter 3, which records Israel's passage over the Jordan River. Very often, the Jordan is used as a picture of death. And in the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been showing how this passage illustrates the Christian's encounter with the last enemy. The ark represents the Lord Jesus Christ. Since he has already passed through death and conquered it by his resurrection, he is able to bring his people safely through death's cold stream. In dealing with this subject, Dr. Cairns emphasized the solemn truth that all of us live within the sight of Jordan. The shadow of death hangs over everything in life. Our time in this world is brief at best, and soon we must pass over the Jordan. Death is certain, and it is final. Against this solemn background, God's people may rejoice, because Christ's entrance into Jordan guarantees the believer's safe passage to the other side. For the Christian, Christ has removed the fear of death. A believer may therefore find perfect peace in the hour of death as he dies with his eyes on Christ. Now to conclude this message, Facing Death Through the Living Christ, here is Dr. Cairns.
I believe, while there may appear to be exceptions as some people die in awful physical agony, and especially as they are doped out with painkillers, I am always aware that we can only see so much. We don't know what the Lord is doing in the mind, but I believe that it is a very general rule that however weak his people, however faltering their faith, God draws near. Before they cross the Jordan, he shows them Christ. Shows them Christ. again and again. And I don't think this is delirium. Not for a moment do I think it's delirium. Again and again, you have one Christian after another, from little children all the way up to aged saints, who as they come to the last moments of life, reach out because they say He has come. They see the Lord. They see the Lord. There's one who has entered Jordan before us. And thank God, the final thing we'll note is that His entrance into Jordan guarantees the safe passage of all His people. The last two verses of the chapter tell us that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in a heap. And then verse 17, the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm in dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over in dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Every one of them got over safely. Wasn't one stumbled. There wasn't one fell. There wasn't one who broke his leg and had to lie down in Jordan until the waters would come back and engulf him. Every one of them passed clean over, without exception. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ has made a way for His people to pass over. He is their ark. And as such, He guides them. And He guards them in their passage of the Jordan. Verse 5 has a wonderful statement. We may come back to in another context. I'm not sure. But it's a wonderful statement that the Lord gives here. It's speaking particularly of the day of your death, the day of your crossing of Jordan. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. That's a promise to the children of Israel about the crossing of Jordan. And that is a promise that you and I, if we're saved, should hold on to before God as we approach the river of death. The Lord has promised His people He will do wonders for them in that day and in that hour. We don't need to live our lives in the fear of death. We don't need to live our lives just because death is something that always confronts us, that it must always distress us. No, that far from being the day of our greatest defeat will be the day of our greatest triumph, because the Lord will do wonders among us. See how He did wonders for the children of Israel. The waters were cut off, verse 16. The waters were cut off. Remember, that is the river of death. We think of us being cut off by death. But the Lord Jesus says, look at it another way. I have cut off the waters of death. Through death, He hath destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's why Paul could say in those famous words of 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. What has happened to sin? He put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. The strength of sin is the law. What has happened to the law? Christ has fulfilled its precept and He's paid its penalty. He has nailed every accusation against us to His cross. He has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's why Paul can say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Because Christ had cut off the waters, as it were. That's still true for God's people. My, as you live, keep this in mind. And in the hour of your death, I pray God will emblazon it on your heart and soul. Christ, Christ has put away sin. Christ has satisfied the law. Christ has cut off the waters of death. There is nothing in it now that should rightly frighten a believer. As I pointed out, all the people passed over. What a truth it is that not one is left behind. None for whom the Lord Jesus acted on the cross will ever be left out. None who has ever known Him in life will be forsaken by Him in death. I want you to understand that. It's so simply put. But I want you to grasp that. Nobody who has ever known Christ in life will be forsaken by Him in death. He secured His people forever beyond the reach of death. Look again at that picture in Joshua chapter 3. The people could see the priests going before. They saw them stand in the overflowing river. I have no doubt, if I know human nature, I have no doubt whatsoever that there were many people as they walked on toward Jordan who were saying, "What on earth are we doing here? We're going to get drowned in this river." It was in full spate that was flowing over its banks. They knew. They just knew. There was no way over. But then they saw the ark borne and the priest standing in the water. They saw something they had never seen before. They saw the river pile up as if a mighty wall held back its waters. And these waters drain away. And they saw, and this is as big a miracle as the damming of the waters, for the Jordan is one of the rockiest of all riverbeds. They saw God make a way on dry land through. Tell me, do you think they had any fear left? No. Now, there may have been some particular Arminian among them who felt maybe that wall will come crashing down. It's possible. But you see, the glorious thing is, whether you're an Arminian or not, that wall doesn't come crashing down. Hallelujah. They passed over on dry land. And with Christ going on before us, listen, we need never fear. There'll be a way through. There'll be a way through. And that great wall of water of the river of death will not crash down upon us. The hymn writer said, "I won't have to cross Jordan alone." The truth of the matter is, you won't have to cross Jordan at all. You cross a dry riverbed. You don't cross the river at all. It's a dry riverbed. And not one of us who knows Christ will be left out. And where does it lead? It leads to Canaan. Now, Canaan can speak of many things. But what, and I think I have Hebrews 4 to back me up on this, what it speaks of ultimately is the rest that we have eternally in Christ. Canaan land is glory land. It's the land of our great arrival. What lies beyond the Jordan? Canaan. What a picture we have. One has stood in the Jordan before us. He has dried it up. He has made a way for us to pass over. He guarantees that we will pass safely over. And that beyond the river, there is the promised land of eternal glory. Another hymn I would want us to have sung this morning. There are various hymns I wanted us to have this morning. It just were not in our book. We will really have to get on with the job of finishing our own hymnal. That'll come. All things come to those who wait. But another hymn that I wanted us to sing this morning, there is a land of pure delight, where saints immortal reign, infinite day excludes the night, and pleasures banish pain. Could we but climb where Moses stood and view the landscape o'er, not Jordan's stream, nor death's cold flood, should fright us from the shore. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground, and soon we'll hear the trumpet sound, and then we shall with Jesus reign, and never, never, never part again. That is the testimony of Joshua chapter 3. Is it your testimony? Let me ask you today, is this your Bible-based expectation? Let me go right back to the question from Jeremiah that I mentioned at the beginning of this message. How will you do in the swellings of Jordan? The text gives us the Christian's ready answer. I have Christ before me. I simply ask Him, hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. I have a Christ who has never failed and who will never fail. However weak any individual Christian, He will never fail to bring the weakest trembling soul safely through to glory. What great Christian comfort there is in Joshua chapter 3. But my friend, let me tell you, that comfort is for Christians only. Doesn't belong to anybody else. If you're living your life near to the Jordan, but trying to obliterate it from your mind, you're trying to live as if death didn't exist. If you're living your life without regard to Christ, He is not your ark. He is not your mercy seat. He is not your Savior. He is not your Lord. He is not your King. You care nothing for Him. You have no time for Him. You have no eyes for Him. You have no heart for Him. If Christ is not yours, then there is no comfort here. For I have to tell you that without Christ, Jordan, in its swelling time, is uncrossable. Without Christ, Canaan is unreachable. Without Christ, death will swallow you up into an eternal night of suffering and of woe, and the waters of the river of death will give place to the burnings of the lake of fire. Jordan issues finally into the Dead Sea, the Jordan of death issues into the lake of fire, the ultimate Dead Sea. At the beginning of this message, I said that Jordan didn't seem much of a river, that the great rivers of this world appear much, much more important, much more compelling than the River Jordan. But don't you be so taken up with the rivers of this world and all they represent, its commerce, its business, its entertainments, its occupations. Don't be so much taken up with these that you fail to consider Jordan. If I could speak metaphorically, you don't have to cross the Mississippi, but you must cross Jordan or perish in its swollen torrents. Be wise. Be wise. Consider this. God has given you time. You are lodged before Jordan for a few brief days at the most. Soon the command is going to come through. The tent pegs will be pulled up, tent will be folded up, and you will be on your way. Your soul will be in God's eternity. Before you come to Jordan's bank, look to Christ. Embrace Christ. Get your eyes on Christ. There's life for a look at the crucified one. Get your eyes on Christ. You'll be able to face death and life through the living Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.